not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive brisk pace, speed, and class ratings, free membership, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BriskNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, First Crop Yearlings by Creative Cause sold for up to $400,000 last year. Nine went for $100,000 or more. Just as impressive is the fact that some of the best judges of horses in the industry brought them. Call the folks at Airdrie Stud and talk to them about that. And keep in mind that Creative Cause holds the distinction of defeating every horse he ever competed against. And his was a sterling crop. Bodemeister, Union Rags, I'll Have Another, Paintner, Hanson, Doolahan, Gemologist, Take Charge Indy. Creative Cause, one grade one stakes as a two-year-old, one graded stakes again at three, placed in the Classic Preakness, and earned over $1 million. He's a son of champion Sire Giants Causeway, out of a grade one winner and millionaire, Dream of Summer, and he stands for $15,000 live foal at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Call the farm, 859-873-7270. Ask them about Creative Cause and the other stallions there at Airdrie Stud. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the stretch they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pull away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Materials that went to play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Well, good morning, everyone, and it's a gorgeous day here at the Thoroughbred Center, right here on the Paris Lexington Road. It's Paris Pike if you live in Lexington. It's Lexington Road if you live in Paris. But it's the Simon Kenton Highway, but nobody ever calls it that.
No,
poor Simon.
That's true.
Poor Simon. Anyway. We're here at the HBPA office, and Tim Wilson is with us here this morning, too. Michael Blowen is sick, and I don't know what's going to happen to the handle out of Keeneland with Michael not showing up for a couple of days, but we'll see. Well, it won't be much because Michael's just nickels and dimes, I think.
Well, Michael is the king of those dime superfectas.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I mean, he does really good on those things. Well, he does his homework.
Yeah.
So whenever you go out there, he's looked at it, you know, beforehand. So, but he really is. He's good at that stuff.
I wish I had enough time to do handicapping like that.
Well, you know, hey, he's done it for a long time, so I think he's pretty quick at it.
Yeah.
But that's what he plays, are those
I was pretty. I'm pretty bad at it, let's put it
down. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right. But back when I was single and, you know, money didn't
please,
mean anything.
Not one of these single stories.
Did they have superfectas when you were single?
Hell no.
No, they probably
They just barely had the Daily Double.
Right.
We had bookies.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
They hadn't even put the paramutual machines in. Oh, never mind what going. But I used to win quite a bit then because money didn't mean anything, you know. I mean, I remember when I was out in California one year and I was up at, I was in San Francisco and I wanted to see that. I was broke, but I wanted to see the Santa Anita Derby. And this was the year that Hillgale won it. That won't tell you anything anyway. So I hitchhiked down to Arcadia to the races, and there were just eight races that day. I had six winners, and I had got there after the first race, so I had six out of seven, and I flew back. Leslie, after you through listening to that tape out there, come on back in. I want to talk to you.
Oh, on the show?
Okay.
Okay.
Leslie Gutman's here this morning. Just got through reading her book. I want to talk to her a little bit about it, but. She's going out to listen to, I got a tape of Man of War's funeral, and she's very interested in that. She's an excellent writer, Tim.
Well, I'll have to check that out.
Yes, it's ER is the name of the book that she just written. It's Equine ER. And well, she wrote it a couple of years ago, but I'm just rereading it. It's really, really good. Brian's in it. Dr. Waldridge.
Yeah, well, Dr. Waldridge, he's such a super vet, you know.
Yes,
very
he smart. Is.
And you know, he's also a really good natural educator. And that showed up yesterday when the Lincoln Memorial University vet students came out, two old friends, and they helped us vaccinate the entire farm.
Oh, okay.
And Dr. Waldridge set that up with Dr. Undine from the university. And he's just a very, very good educator, very natural with his students.
Yeah, well, he would be. I think he used to teach down at Georgia.
He did.
University.
Well, Auburn.
At Auburn?
Yeah, I think there was Tuskegee, I believe.
Okay.
But, yeah, absolutely. Well, he's very generous in sharing that. You know?
Nice guy, too.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, when you can understand something yourself, but then let somebody else understand as well.
Yeah.
It takes patience.
Yeah.
And you have to have the knowledge as well. So he definitely has all that.
He's filling some big shoes out at your place.
Well, I know. Figuratively, at least.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's, of course, that was Doug was a... Doug Beyer was one of the all-time great vets.
Yes, sir. But, you know, in my time there, which is a little over 2 years now, I can't even imagine old friends without Dr. Waldridge now, to be honest with you, because he and I are so close, and he does such good work there that it would be a very strange place if Dr. Waldridge wasn't around there for me. In my 2.5 years.
Yeah. They're keeping him, I forgot, Tim manages old friends over there. In fact, even that's the reason that Michael has got so much free time now. Tim does it all.
Michael has the really important job of getting the donations and the money, so has to keep everything rolling.
He's got a knack for that, Ed.
He has a knack for a lot of things, and that is absolutely one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, he is unique.
Tim.
Because the thing is, he's never lost his enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, you see people in any kind of job, anything they're doing, you know, if after enough time goes by, you're not as enthusiastic anymore. It seems like it never hits him on this. So, I mean, his passion for the retired horses, you know, and the people, the visitors that come and everything, you just don't ever see it going down. And I think that's what's unique about it is that he still wakes up with that same passion, except this morning, I guess he woke up feeling sick, like flu-like symptoms or whatever, but I think that's what's unique.
Well, Michael, if you're listening, I hope you feel better, and I'll go out and pick six or whatever it is you do out there.
He probably is listening. He'll probably give you some tips.
Well, don't bother to call me, Michael, because I ain't going out there.
I don't either.
Awful crowded on Saturdays, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I like to go to in a week.
Yeah, I'm old enough, I don't like crowds either.
Tell me about that. That's just the way it is. But you know, Michael, getting back to Michael, you know, when he first started this idea, I thought, it's a screwball idea, you know.
You weren't the only one.
This isn't going to work, you know, I mean, but God bless him. And, boy, I tell you, he made it work. I mentioned that to Burton Jones one day. We was talking on the phone about something, and we got to talk about Michael a little bit, and I said, you know, that was a screwball idea, but he made it work. And there was a little pause, and Burry says, you think just like I do.
Well, I tell you the truth, I'm not sure there's a blueprint to duplicate it.
No.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's like I'm not going to say a one-off kind of thing, but it would take a unique individual with their own kind of passion and way of doing things, because this isn't a blueprint to give to other people. You know?
Right.
So, I mean, there's so many things happen that have to hit in the right spot and for the perseverance and all that. I'm not sure how you would absolutely
Lord.
Follow a recipe to duplicate it. I'm not sure.
The other thing is there's a couple of facts. Number one, stallions cannot be turned out together.
Right.
They have to be separate. They are famous in this case. I mean, these are not stallions from nowhere. That gives you a draw. And you put all those, you start with those two basic ideas, and that thing flies.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, it's a little over 2 years now. I started in January, so it's been not quite 2.5, though. But, I mean, we're talking Game On Dude, Silver Charm, War Emblem, Touch Gold, Alphabet Soup.
I know.
Amazombie. I mean,
he started
a lot of them came in those 2.5 years. So it's been amazing for me to sit there and watch
champions.
Yeah, just one right after the other coming in. It's been a very exciting time to be there, to be honest with you.
I tell you, he started out the first, I guess the first that he got, stallions he got, were those that were really in danger.
Right.
Of something bad happening to him.
Yeah.
Sunshine right. Forever,
it was,
you know.
After Exceller.
Sunshine.
And when that happened to Exceller, dying in a meat factory, that really, people started to.
Sunshine Forever, you know, was this goes back a number of years, you know, might have been in a precarious position. And certainly that, what was the old horse that really got hurt? The horse that went to Bluegrass Stakes out here by Hawkins Special.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Special. I mean, he was in a precarious position. I mean, that old horse was just like running loose somewhere on some farm and had been deserted, you know.
Well, it's good to have the ones
that
draw them in for several reasons. Number one, for the people. You know, 25,000 tourists or whatever.
Yeah.
They're collected in one spot.
Yeah.
You get to see them and touch them and give them a carrot and all that. And then, of course, that money supports the other ones at Old Friends. I mean, it has to be repeated a lot.
Yeah.
So people get the wrong idea. There are horses there who didn't earn anything and were, you know, no one was going to pay to keep them up or anything. And it runs that entire spectrum all the way to the ones that were actively sought after.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that raise the money in large part.
Yeah. What I was saying, though, is that the first couple of that he got, maybe two or three, were rather in precarious positions. Then he ended up getting horses like Gulch.
Right.
You know, I mean, he was being taken care of at Lane's Inn. And the folks over there send you that horse, you know, that's a feather in your cap, you know.
Well, it is. And they'll never be. In my time there, however long it is, I don't think there's ever going to be another Gulch, because if you take his own racing career, then his career as a stallion, and then his life after that, just how he lived his life after he was pensioned from stallion duty, he's at the top of all of those categories. I mean, we've got other ones that are top at, you know, Silver Charm, top at racing, clearly, right? And his Silver Charm's personality is at the top, but stallion career, not anything like Gulch.
Yeah.
I mean, Gulch just hit every single box you're going to check off.
Yeah.
And right up until the very end. I mean, just days before he passed away, I mean, he looked he looked pretty good. So Gulch, there'll never be another Gulch there, I don't think, at Old Friends.
I better.
What?
Let people know what's going to happen today, because you know they're archiving these shows out at out at Keeneland, so I'm supposed to announce who's going to be on the show right up front, so they don't have to listen to the whole damn thing, you know.
Nothing worse than listening to the whole
still
damn
out there?
Show.
I mean,
well, I'm going to tell them before a break here. Sarah Fishback is coming in.
Yeah,
Sarah is. She's got quite a pedigree.
Yes, she does.
She's by Dr. David Fishback, and her mother was
Betsy
Fishback, and
Betsy, the most beloved person. People just loved her.
Well, anyway, Sarah has just gone to work for Denali, and I think she is director of sales, is what it is. Anyway, we're going to find out exactly what her title is when she gets here, but she's coming on at the top of the hour. And I'm looking forward to meeting her. Oh, I knew her grandfather real well, too, Bill.
Yeah.
And he was a fun guy to know. I mean, even them down in Woodford County, I think they all come out of Woodford County down there. You know? Anyway, that's who's going to be on. I got Tim Wilson and subbing for Michael Bowen. Got somebody in here to know something now. I don't think Dr. Brian Waldridge is going to make it, because he's with Parks Vet Hospital, and he's busy in a hound dog. But he's the vet over at Old Friends, and doesn't make a nickel out of it, but he's there whenever they need him.
It really is amazing. You know, I'm not just trying to, you know, blow smoke up his skirt or anything like that, but, I mean, the amount of work he puts in and generously.
Who?
Dr. Waldridge.
Oh, he hasn't been home since yesterday. He was that busy.
Is that
so
right?
Ressie texted him and said, go home, go to bed. We're good. We're fine.
He came in here one morning about, I must have been about 8:30, quarter to 9, and sit down where Jackie's sitting right now, and we talked to him a little bit, and I looked over a minute ago, and he was leaning back against the wall, sound asleep.
He's working. He's working. So Go to bed.
All right, and let's see what else we're going to do. Steve Moody, of course, we got the Double Dog Dare Stakes out of Keeneland today. We're going to do something on Double Dog Dare, that Double J filly that was bred and raised by Claiborne, who's champion filly. Got Jackie's announcements come up. We got a little bit, well, whatever we happen to do, we will do anyway. All right, I said I better do some commercials then.
Yep.
Pay for all this bull. Here we go. Well, let's see if I can find them. Here we go. In stakes last Saturday, the Grade 3 $250,000 Commonwealth Stakes at Keeneland was won by Amy's Flatter. That's a 4-year-old colt. He's by Flatter. And my man Sam, a 3-year-old colt from the first crop by Trap Shot, ran a real impressive second in the Grade 1 $1 million Bluegrass Stakes. Amy's Flatter was bred in Canada by Tall Oaks Farm. And she is the fourth graded stakes winner of 2016 by Flatter, who currently ranks among the top 10 on the 2016 general sire list. Flatter by AP Indy stands for $30,000, doing a full stanza nurses. My Sam broke from the extreme outside 14 hole in the Bluegrass Stakes, fanned 8 wide, entering the stretch and closed with a rush that bodes well for the 10 furlong Kentucky Derby. If his owners and trainer Chad Brown decide to go in it, he is one of 22 winners, 3 stakes horses from Trap Shot's first crop. 2-year-olds last year. Graded stakes winner Trap Shot, he's by Tappet, stands for $10,000. Stands and nurses, call Bernie Sams at Claiborne Farm, 233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
It's always wise to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. We moved to Bourbon County. Friends recommended the Hopewell Company, and that was over 30 years ago, and they've been taking care of our insurance ever since. Hopewell Company has extensive experience working with horse farms, racing stables. They cover our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, plus liability coverage, and been right there whenever we needed them. Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. That means they work for us, not the insurance companies. Thus, they're able to offer the best coverage and most competitive prices from really good, sound, reputable insurers. Contact Hopewell Company. They'll give you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your present insurance. Hopewell Company, founded in 1955 by Joe McLean, is at 820 South Main in Paris. And their number is 987-2347. Or here's a Lexington number, 254-2431. You'll get great service. They guarantee it.
All right. Well, nominations close on May the 2nd to the Keeneland September sales, by the way, and I've got a recommendation for you. If you're planning on selling at Keeneland in September, why don't you call Shaq Parrish or Nicky Dryan over at Indian Creek Farm and let them take care of all the selling for you, because they do absolutely wonderful job. They've got a great reputation worldwide because they've raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, both here and abroad. And they're wonderful people to work with, nice people, accomplished people, and great reputation at the sales. And they always, and they've got been doing this for a long time, so they've got great selling positions when it comes to whatever session you're going to sell. So I'm going to give you the phone number over at Indian Creek. It's an 859 number, 987-7443. And don't forget, if you're going to buy this year or insure your horses with one of the top insurance companies in the world, go to the Clay Ward Agency over in Paris, Kentucky. It was founded way back in 1931, that's 85 years ago, I do believe. Very successful because of their hard work, their attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. And those qualities are still carried on today by the pros over at Clay Ward Agency, Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, and John Hess. And they're located at 1102 Main Street in Paris, Kentucky, Gay Perry. The number over there is 859-987-1861. So that's if you're selling or insuring. It's the Indian Creek or the Clay Ward Agency, the two organizations you should know if you are in the horse business.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
Alrighty.
M-A-N.
M-A-N. Oh, okay. We're trying to get something straight here. I got Tim Wilson with me this morning. It's a whole lot more fun to talk to him than it is that crazy Michael blowing doll. No, Michael, we miss you.
Yeah, we love you. That.
We love you. We miss you, Michael.
Well, he'll probably be back on his feet soon.
Well, the lure of the paramutual machines will get him out of bed in a hurry.
Well, I don't know if he has like the on your phone, like the Keeneland Select and things. I'm not sure. I don't know if he has that or not, or he could just sit there.
Oh yeah, I bet he does. I bet he's got every bet nap you can bet on.
I'm not sure. He might. He might, but I'm not sure.
It's awfully
about that.
Easy to do it. You can go to TVG and hook up there. As far as that goes.
Well, absolutely.
So there you are.
But I think he likes being there.
Yeah, that's the.
Well, they get over there, they get little cliques that they sit with each other, you know. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Compete, probably.
That's right. Probably believe each other's stories and all that kind of thing.
Tim, incidentally, is also a trainer. As witness, I think we've got, you win a race for something here, wouldn't you?
Oh, that was Dr. Walters' horse.
Oh, yeah, Brian's horse. We came down to watch
Did you see the win picture?
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
I'm in there, and Jamie Bruin's got a big lock on me, a big hug like you've never seen.
Jamie looked good in that picture.
Jamie jumped at me from out of nowhere, and I was in total shock.
So how is getting hugged by Jamie Bruin in a picture of
bad
thing?
It's a real treat. I mean, it's something I want my grandchildren generations forward.
Well, what I like.
Be sure and look at that.
Absolutely. Well, what I like about that, well, Jamie.
They can use it for a lineup picture. So that goes.
I tell you what, Jamie rides for me here, and I love Jamie. I got to be honest with you, and I'm in the same barn now, and he's fantastic. But that picture, what I loved about it is that was Brian's first horse, his first win with his first horse, and his parents were there, so he had family there. Yeah. And what I love about that picture is that the people are in a blob, circular blob, like you're at like a little meet and greet at a whatever, and so they didn't really understand to fan out horizontally so you can see everybody in the picture. I don't think they knew it was for a picture.
Yeah.
So they were down there, and then I think in the picture his dad and mom, his dad's kind of wandering. And I love the picture because that's right there. I mean, that's real. You know, there's nothing jaded there. You know, you have people that say, well, I've got 1,000 win pictures, and I don't even know where they are. I lost them. They're in some binder somewhere. But that one, you get to see that first time, and I said, you know, next time.
Happy win picture.
That's a good one when you got everybody in a blobby circle. What I like about it is that the few people who were looking at the camera, one was me and one was the jockey. So the jockey knows exactly what to do. But that's one of my favorite pictures for sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that because there's a picture of Jamie Bruin making out with my wife in the winter circle.
Don't say making out. That's a bit overdone.
And you're there in the background
being
somewhere.
Being friendly.
So you're in the background.
I said, I don't know if I want to be in this or not, so I ducked down.
Yeah, you were there.
Well, what'd she pay to that day?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know. Maybe $9 or something. I'm not really sure. I don't know.
Why is she sure closing? He still got that filly, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, that filly now is taking a break from racing. She's being trained for eventing.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. But they still own her, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah. But, I mean, she's a
well, what are you bringing out here?
A little gelding, big, sexy Joe.
Is that his name?
I think so, yes.
You need to put that guy right next to Clothes Fall Off.
Well, there you go. Except that Big Sexy Joe is already gelded. I mean, so
ain't so sexy anymore. Huh?
Maybe not. Well, it makes everything easier logistically. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you're going down to barn. You told me going down to barn 15.
Yeah, right with Jamie.
With now, Jamie is down there now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's got some horses with Raquel Aldridge.
Albright.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Who else is in that barn?
Well, Tanya Bolitis. She's who will get the stall from.
I understand. Okay. Yeah, I understand. You know, when we first came out, Jackie and I first started training, And they, when Spendthrift built those barns down there, that was the first barn they built.
Really?
And yeah. We were in the big barn.
We were in the big
well,
barn.
Well, the ones, the lower ones down there that shipped up from Ellis Park.
No, Miles Park.
Miles Park.
Some of the first frame barns out here were what we call over on the hill, not the big concrete barns, were from Miles, the old Miles Park, which had closed, I think, about 1978 or something. And before that.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, that's where they came from. And then Spencer built a bunch of them. And that was the first one.
And we got it.
We leased that barn.
I got to tell you something funny about that barn. We kept going up and watching, see how they were doing. And they weren't really horsemen. They were good builders, but they weren't horsemen. And they conveniently put the electric switch to turn the light on right smack where the horse could turn it on and off himself. We said, wait a minute, hold it.
Think
let's
you better put that.
Rethink this. Yeah. So they moved it, but we went up to watch that kind of stuff because there were some stuff horse people see, non-horse people don't see. But we got that barn right away.
We had
fun people in there.
Yeah. Carter Thornton was in there with us. And
Herb Jones.
Yeah, and Grubb, Leonard Atkinson.
You know Grubb.
Yeah, well, Jamie Bruin's my agent. He helped me find everything.
Oh.
You know what I love most about Jamie, or one of the things I like about him, is that it's like he's a human cowbell. You can always hear him before you see him. So you know when he's close because you can hear him. And you like that. He can't sneak up on anybody because you hear him at least a barn and a half away before you get to see him.
When I was clocking out here, first started clocking, you know, after I quit training, I was sitting over there. You remember the commercials there? I forget who the commercial was from now. They had a pig with a little wheel, you know, a little air wheel.
It would squeal.
Well, it would squeal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going down the hill.
With a pinwheel.
Insurance or something.
I looked up one day, and here he came. He had one on his helmet. He went by, looked over at me, and went, wee! That's Jamie.
He's so funny.
Must have been a slow day for him.
I don't know. He's crazy all the time.
But, you know, he could ride.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was really, really good rider. Yeah.
Well, he still does. He gets the tough. I mean, he's one of the guys that gets the tough ones around here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, races.
Oh, I know.
And he won close to 3,000 races in his time.
You know what we've noticed watching TBG and stuff now? Jamie was one of those guys, Chris McCarron, that got down on a horse when they rode. And you watch now, and these guys are practically standing up. Isn't that? I think that's a lowering of standards myself.
Well, I think it's probably the goggle thing.
I don't buy that at all.
Don't you?
Somebody said now they got goggles, they don't have to get down to not. No, it was about getting out of the wind. They stand up, you're a wind blocker.
Yeah.
And supposedly you get down
Jamie
on the horse.
Jamie gets flat. I mean, he still flats. Does.
Yeah, he's really good.
He gets flat down on his belly on a horse, you know. I did a CD I did on Joe Palmer stuff, you know. That's Jamie on the cover of it riding a horse for us.
I did not even know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
You should get Jamie to come on here and tell some stories sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd have to clean it up.
Well, you would.
You couldn't do it live. He's also busy at the time we're on.
He's busy now. You could never get him over.
Yeah, I got to wait for him to maybe get hurt one day or something.
Well, we don't want to wish him bad luck.
I'm not wishing he gets hurt, but give him something to do in case he does. I hope it happens.
Boy, he's had some near escapes during his life. I know that. He broke out of the gate down here, and the horse bolted and went over the inside rail with him one day. And
how bad is that?
Well, he got him walked off, you know.
Yeah.
But
he'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's a fun guy to be around, you know. He and Jack Nagel were real buddies, and we used to ride Jack all the time. In fact, they had the same agent for Wisby was his agent.
Isn't that the one time we had Jack Nagel took off one of ours, and he put
Jamie on.
Jamie won.
Jack was mad at me for something. I don't know. Oh, I know what it was. I took a horse up to Beulah Park, and we bet a little bit on it, you know, and it won, paid big. And Jamie said, why didn't you tell me you all were betting your money, you know? And
we didn't know. We didn't know she was going to win.
Yeah, we knew pretty well. And we bet more than we normally do. We paid, what'd you pay that day? $42 or something like that, you know. And anyway, and he got a little peeked at me at that. So we had that same filly back in at Turfway, and had moved her up, and I named Jack, you know, assuming that he was going to ride her, you know. And I got down there, and the clerk of scales says we had to put another ride on her before Jack took off. And I said, oh, who'd you put on? I said, Jamie Bruin. I said, well, that'll do. He's number one in the standings, you know. So, and Jamie won. And Jack was rode something else in the race. It served him right.
The ones that are at the top of the list at any given time, they're there for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They tell me, it wasn't Wisby. Wisby wasn't his agent. Uh-oh. I forget what that is.
Sorry.
Agent's name was, but he and Jamie went to New York. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
that. Yeah. And Jamie was doing real good. He was in the standings, you know. I mean, maybe five or six or something like that, riding all summer in New York. And all of a sudden, he was gone. And we bumped into his agent not too long after that and said, what the hell happened up there? He said, Jamie got homesick. Jamie was from Georgetown.
Yeah. You're sure to get homesick if you're from
Georgetown. He says, we were knocking down $8,000 to $9,000 a week up there, and he says he just wanted to come home.
Oh, man, I'll have to tell him that.
Yeah. Well, nobody accused him of having an IQ way up there, you know.
I know, that's not nice. I hope
oh,
he's
my
listening.
God, here comes Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I hope somebody's recording this for him.
Here comes Jimmy Corgan.
Bad news, Corgan just walked in the door. That's the reason. Did you know, Jim, it was his fault that I had to quit clocking out here?
Why's that?
Well, because I got to the point I was having trouble with the Hispanics, you know, listening to them. My hearing was going a little bit. And then when I couldn't understand the Irish, I had to leave.
He said you were turning in the wrong name. Scorgan did. That's why you had to quit. Get caught up with you, your bad and evil ways.
Well, First Defense is signing a Clips Award winner, two millionaires, and a stakes winner in every crop to race, and stakes winners in every crop to race a full season. They never miss. Best is yet to come. His record at stud has attracted superb books of mares. Excuse me. Graded stakes winners, graded stakes producers. They read like a who's who of racing. Now would be the exact time, the opportune time to breed the First Defense. He's a proven sire, and the best is yet to come. And the folks over at Judmont Farm have kept a stud fee at a very reasonable $7,500 live foal. First Defense won grade one stakes. He's by the superior sire and bridal song, and he's out of grade one winner, Honest Lady. A daughter of Seattle Slough and Broodmare of the Year, Troussade. She's the dam also of Empire Maker. Also standing at Judmont is the Grade 1 winner in Mizzen Mass, sire of eight Grade 1 winners, including a classic winner, and he's also the sire of winners of three Breeders' Cup races, and he's got five stakes winners already this year. He stands for $12,500 live foal. Give Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry a call at 859-272-7629. Take a look at the website at Judmont.com.
Everybody in the horse business knows about Sally Van. Been in the horse business for more than six decades. The number of breeding trips must run into the millions, and many of the finest thoroughbreds in the world have enjoyed a safe trip on a Sally Van. But did you know they can also service your diesel at Sally Vans, or for that matter, take care of your trailer too? Give them a call at 859-255-9406. They're conveniently located in Lexington, and it's spring, and if you're like me, your horse trailer's been sitting for a while. I got to take it over there. They'll pack the wheels and do all that kind of stuff, whatever it needs. So also, when it comes to moving your horse to the races or whatever, you can depend that a Sally Van is in tip-top shape. Person behind the wheel is an experienced driver and experienced horseman. That's why, for over 60 years, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Grade 1 winner and millionaire Take Charge Indy is the result of one of the world's most exciting matings. He's by Horse of the Year and Champion Sire AP Indy, and he's out of a Grade 1 winner, multimillionaire, and Broodmare of the Year. That would be Take Charge Lady. She won 8 graded stakes, 2 times winner of the Grade 1 Spinster and also the Grade 1 Ashland. She's also the dam of Champion Will Take Charge and grand dam of Champion Take Charge Brandy. The list of major stakes winners in Take Charge Indy's pedigree is too long to go into here. It's just a 2-hour show. And at the races, Take Charge Indy was a graded stakes performer at 2, at 3, and again at 4. Among the stakes wins, the Grade 1 Florida Derby over Union Rags, 148-3. That was the fastest running in the Florida Derby this decade. A superior runner with a great pedigree and grand confirmation. Take Charge Indy's first foals are yearlings this year. 17,500 doing a full stands at Nurses. He stands at Windstar Farm. Why don't you call Kyle Wilson or Sean Tugel or Caroline Walsh at 859-873-1717. Take a look at the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
I'm behind already.
You're always behind. I wanted to say something real quick. Les Enstone, buddy, friend, and
many years
resource better, is leaving today for Florida. Been in Kentucky 46 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we want to say happy trails. And
yeah, good guy.
Good guy.
He was with Bloodstock Research Information Services. And in fact,
we're talking about him like he's dead, but he's going on to...
Well, might as well be if you're leaving Kentucky.
That's right. So take that, Les. But anyway, who knows? You get to Florida, you might knock on the door and get invited in.
There you go. Yeah. I think he's going to Tampa. In fact, I'm sure he told me, yeah, that's where they're going.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, he was waiting to sell their house up here, and I guess he got it done, and then they're moving on down to
moving
Tampa.
Moving today.
But it won't be the same without old Les. Les, if you happen to be listening, and anytime you all come up here, come on by and say hello, you know where we are.
Didn't he used to do some spots and stuff on the radio?
Now, the Bloodstock Research spots that we use right now, those 30-second spots, that's good old Les.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do, just get a note from him?
Gone, but not forgot. Yeah, just got a posting that they were leaving today. See, it's a double sin to leave when Keeneland's running.
Yeah.
You really messed up.
If he leaves, if he goes out to Paris Pike, Versailles Road, he may not be able to pass Keeneland.
He may not get to Florida for a few days.
If that happens, Les, just jump out of the car, throw 20 on the ground, then you can leave.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. You all getting any new horses over there, Tim, or you got...
Well... There's always the chance that Michael sneaks them in when I'm not looking. So there could be one while I've been here, there could be a new one. I don't know because he always sneaks them in. But I mean, we're expanding to get more room for
now,
some more. So we do need
part of that farm next door.
Yes.
More,
how many
more,
more
that's
acres?
Where we're expanding. We're expanding to Ironworks.
To all the way down?
Yep.
Good.
So we're taking a little bit at a time and moving that direction. And so,
that's nice land. They just had cattle on it. That's never had horses on it that I know of. It's all cattle farm.
Well, and also hay.
Oh.
Some of the hay that we use, our big row bales that we use during the winter, are off of that land right now. So we are a little bit, what I like about it is they're a little self-sufficient in that regard. We have someone that does it for us, and we share some of the hay with him, so it works out really good. So we're probably going to develop that last and continue to produce hay on it while we can. But that's the direction we're headed with the paddock. So, yes, there will be more coming for sure.
How many acres is that that's not developed right now?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
I wonder how far back it goes from the road, because that's a nice
one. I'm going to say the number 90, and then Michael can correct it.
Yeah.
So 90, give or take. A lot.
Yeah, you have to tell Michael it's acres per horse, not horse per acre. He'd take them all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard for Michael to say no, isn't it?
It is. And that's why he sneaks them in. And then I'll come in, there'll be a new horse there. And
who's that?
But they're always nice horses, so we'll see. But they're all some good names. I know Stephen got even.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And from what everybody says, he's just a really nice horse to be around.
Yeah.
And so
they say Alphabet Soup's a puppy dog. Is that right?
Alphabet Soup is. Alphabet Soup has the advantage of just being gorgeous.
Oh.
I mean, his head and his face, he's just a gorgeous horse. And right now he's up in the front. And my goodness, when you drive in, to get to Old Friends, you kind of see him from the road, and that's a beautiful horse. War Emblem is too. So the last two that have come in have been Pretty Boys and Touch Gold.
Yeah.
Touch Gold's got a pretty head too. So I'm not say that's the requirement, but those three recent arrivals are all really pretty horses.
Yeah.
Great. What are you doing? Are you a little down on water? We're a little drought.
Rain, looking. We're talking
we
about.
We need rain. How are you doing? Did you get the last couple of rains? We got one, but not a lot. Just driving me crazy.
Yeah, not the worst. Not the worst, but yeah, you're absolutely correct on that. I mean, water is.
Yeah, we need rain bad.
And some of that new land is turns into a lake when it rains, so that's how I can judge it. So.
Yeah.
The part with the cows.
Come on in, Leslie.
Yeah, right.
Horses are natural swimmers, but they can't swim all night.
Tim, I'm going to substitute for you.
All right.
That's all right. Listen, we appreciate you coming
in. Show's going to get better.
Well, I know I'm staying.
I have no doubt. Well, thank you, Ursula. Thank you, Jackie.
We'll see you
next time.
We all right. Appreciate it. Tell Michael we hope he feels better.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Okay. Dying to put him somewhere and leave him alone.
Sit down, Leslie. Leslie Gutman just arrived. I'm going to get with you in just a second. The average starter by the hair earns over $72,000, and 75% of his foals do start. The hair sires moneymakers. He also sires high-class moneymakers. 24% of his starters have won a place in stakes, and that's nearly one in every four. The hair stands for $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at 859-224-4585. Ask about possible breeding incentives. As a reminder, DeHare was a brilliant miler, a Grade 1 winner, and he's one of 14 Grade 1 winners by the Elite Sire, Awesome Again. His stands for $75,000. So go take a look at DeHare. You will like what you see. Also standing at Shadwell Farm are the stallions Albertus Maximus, the multiple Grade 1 winner and millionaire. He won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. And the Speed Sire, Intadab. The first foals by Albertus Maximus raced at two last year, and he sired two stakes winners, including a group stakes winner. He stands free to approve mares, if you can believe that. Intadab, a multiple graded stakes winner of over 531,000, is a proven sire of graded stakes winners, and he's sired 12% block type earners. His stud fee, $2,000. Once again, Ken's phone number, 859-224-4585. See the website, shadwellfarm.com.
Quillen Leather and Tack, the world's greatest leather and tech shop, is in Paris, Kentucky. Drive straight in. Don't take the bypass. Go straight for about, another block? Anyway, you're up by a street light and look over to the left. It's a little gray building. Was a house. It's now home to great leather makers. They are really, really good at what they do. They are the world's largest custom halter shop. They ship out 20,000 halters a year all over the world. Lots go to Japan, I guess, if there's anything left of Japan now with the earthquakes and stuff. Tis the season for foal halters. They've got figure eights. They've got all kinds. And I think they were on sale. Normally, they're about $30, and I think they had them on sale. So, and then we'll be into weanling halters. They've got, of course, shanks. They've got, they make draft horse halters. I bet those boogers are big. Anyway, Quillen.com, Quillin.com. Go online and see what all they've got. And don't forget Rooster Brew, Ralph's. What is it, home brewery or
it's
whatever they call it? It's a brewery.
He's bootlegging.
And it's really good. And just drive straight in Main Street. Look on the left. You'll see it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They have all kind of fun. They have food trucks come by there. And Ralph is opening up one in Lexington down on Manchester Street. Stay tuned.
We've got to learn more about that.
Yeah.
Well, three of the first four Grade 1 $1 million preps for the Kentucky Derby were won by Progeny of Stallions at Standard Ashford Stud. The Bluegrass at Keeneland was won by Brody's Cause by John's Causeway. The Wood Memorial went to Outwork by Uncle Mo. The Florida Derby winner, Nyquist, by Uncle Mo, was won by Nyquist by Uncle Mo, the Florida Derby. And in addition, Uncle Lino by Uncle Mo placed in the Grade 1 $1 million Santa Anita Derby. The Giants Causeway has topped the North American sire list three times and the juvenile sire list twice. Uncle Mo was the nation's leading sire of two-year-olds and the leading freshman sire in 2015. And he is the leading second crop sire and leading sire stakes winners in 2016. The leading candidate for this year's freshman sire is Stay Thirsty. He's a multiple Grade 1 winner of nearly $2 million. He's by Bernardini. Two-year-olds from his first crop sold for $125,000, $100,000, $100,000 at the OBS March sale. And his only offering at the Fasey Tipton Florida March sale went for $300,000. So call the folks over at Ashford Stud, where standing champion sires is a tradition. 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All right. Well, I've got just now sit down and joining us today is Leslie Gutman. And Leslie is a writer and an author. And your
guilty as charged.
Huh?
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I wouldn't feel guilty about it. The book, first book was Equine ER.
That's correct.
And I'm almost through reading it, rereading it. And I'd forgotten how good it was.
Thank you so much.
How did you get all those medical terms and everything and applications of, boy, I mean, that's impressive that you got, you know, I mean, you snowed me.
Thanks. I spent a year with the veterinarians at Reardon Riddle Equine Hospital.
Uh-huh.
I was following them around, you know, hanging onto their car doors as they were taking off and, you know, spending every minute with them. And, you know, I really was inspired by the James Herriot books, uh-huh. All Creatures
oh,
Great and
they're
Small.
They're wonderful. Yeah. I've got them all.
Yeah,
love
every
them.
Single, almost every, you know, so many people I met throughout that year, whether they were vets or, you know, techs or insurance agents, they talked about how those books inspired them. So I used those books as a model. That's what I wanted Equine ER to be like, to stand up over time.
Yeah.
And so I fact-checked it, you know, extremely religiously. And also thehorse.com was a big resource for me because of the veterinary information on that website. It provided a lot of knowledge for
yeah.
me. So.
Yeah. Well, you write about a lot of the people that we knew, especially the veterinarians.
Yeah, it was
fun. That's what made it fun.
Yeah. Here's Bobby Copeland.
Yeah. And, of course, Dr. Walridge, Brian Walridge.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And you made him sound like he knew what he was talking about.
I guess, you know, I fooled everybody, like he said. So.
No, that's true. That's interesting because the size of each chapter is kind of like each individual story. I loved it.
Thanks.
I read it.
Thanks.
In a day and a half. I just couldn't put it down.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a fun read.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Just sit down and enjoy yourself. Yeah, good thanks. Read.
Well, Leslie came out here today. She wanted to listen. I've got a tape, which you can, if you're lucky, can
it's
find something.
It's a cassette.
It's a tape because
yeah.
it's so old.
Yeah.
A Man of War's Funeral, if you wanted to hear it for some reason. And anyway, did it play all right for you?
Yeah, I actually taped it with my digital tape recorder, so I can
good.
Send you an MP3, you know, for preservation purposes.
Oh, good.
So you'll have another copy for...
Okay, MP3.
It's a, you know, a digital format, so it's just like this show's on an MP3. You know.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that is.
Well, I know that it's M3U and MP3 when I upload it.
Yeah.
Okay, so an MP3, if a body was going to, you sent it to me, how?
Well, I haven't sent it to you. I just have it on my recorder. I'll download it to my computer and I can email it to you.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Now we're getting through to
yeah.
me. See, sometimes mm-hmm. I hold pictures up to my computer and say, see this? Do it. Yeah, do it.
There's not yet.
Little pathways yeah. you have to take, which drives me nuts.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a.
We hate it.
I'm a moron when it comes to that kind of stuff. I just, you know, I'm still bad. I'm looking at it.
Oh, he cusses the blue streak, and I go in and try to fix it. That's how that goes.
Well, I have to say, I was in Best Buy the other day, and I was looking at a digital camera, and I said to the guy helping me, he was about 20. I said, I feel so overwhelmed with technology, you know. Just so much.
Yeah.
I said, do you ever feel that way? You know, you're, it seems like with your age, you should know everything. And he was like, I feel that way all the time.
Yeah. Wow.
So I felt better.
We have entered the abyss. That's what that means.
Well, what did you think of the tape?
I thought it was profoundly moving.
Yeah.
There were some great phrases. His die cut. Let me grab my pad real quick.
All right.
Yeah. And what year was this? 47?
Yeah.
1947. November.
I was just writing down some details from the tape. The die cut perfection of his legs and feet.
Yeah.
Wow. The Wonder Horse. The racetracks lowered their flags that day and played taps.
Did they really? Oh, I didn't know that part. Yeah. Oh, that is so wonderful.
3,000 soldiers of the U.S. Cavalry, U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division played taps that day.
Golly, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. They announced it at a U.K. football game also on the loudspeaker.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it was a Saturday, and they announced it, you know.
Yeah.
It was a big crowd there that day.
I worked for Dr. McGee. Dr. McGee was his vet. I worked at Winton
Leslie
Farm.
He's still alive, you know, Doc. He's the only one that is. Most of those people that I knew, Ira Dryman, real well, and his son, Jimmy
was a great friend.
We were in business partners together.
And
we
had friends. He was a great guy.
Yeah, woo. Jimmy was a great guy. I didn't know his dad that well, but I knew him, you know, and I met him and everything. But then I got to know Jimmy Dryman real well. In fact, we trained a horse or two for him.
Well, we had partners. We were partners on some horses.
Yeah, well, we were partners on that farm over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Homewood.
Yeah.
Is there any horse that you think has even approached, you know, an eighth of his greatness?
An eighth of it?
Yeah. I mean, is there any horse that has you've...
You know, you're talking to a bias, somebody with a lot of bias here, you know. To me, no. And
well, Secretary was a great horse. We just think that Man of War was the epitome of all. I mean,
yeah, and they were entirely different types of individuals.
How were they different?
The Man of War was not nearly as pretty. How can I say it? As Secretary was gorgeous, you know.
Pretty head.
He was the Robert Redford of horses, you know. Who would Man of War? I guess
Man of War is
more
Brando.
Like John Wayne.
Yeah, there you go. John Wayne. I like that better than Ronald Brando. But we look at pictures of him. Barbara Livingston, who's of course a great horse photographer, got online one day and somebody said something about one of her pictures. I don't know. She had bought a collection of old photographs. And Man of War in his later years, his head got old looking, you know, and not...
Well, he lived to be 30.
Yeah, but he wasn't real refined as his head. Well, that happens to all of them. I've got a really horse that was beautiful at home, and his head's getting old. Anyway, when Man of War was young, he had a defined head. It wasn't pretty, but it was not unattractive. Hmm. It was a big old strong stallion head.
Yeah. I got to take care of things here. Well, Miss Mischief, winner of the 7 award as champion Old Amer and champion female sprinter in Canada in 2015, is the daughter of Into Mischief. Grade 1 winner Into Mischief, a son of Harlan's Holiday and a half-brother to the great Beholder, was one of the original Share the Upside stallions at Spencery Farm, and he now stands for $45,000. Payable when the foal stands in nurses. Two of Into Mischief's outstanding sons also stand at Spendthrift, Golden Sense and Candyman. Golden Sense, 2-time winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and of over $3 million, stands for $15,000 when the foal stands in nurses. Candyman won Santa Anita's Speakeasy Stakes, 6 furlongs and 9-2, placed in the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity, and then won the Grade 3 Affirmed at Santa Anita in his first start as a 3-year-old. A $320,000 sales topper at Barrett's. He is out of the Danzig Mare Smolesque, a group stakes winner in France, and a half-sister to Broodmare of the Year, Better Than Honor. Better Than Honor won graded stakes, produced 2 classic winners, 2 champions. She's out of Blush with Pride, and she won the Kentucky Oaks. This is one of the world's great female families. First foals by Candyman are arriving this year. He stands for $3,500 doing a foal stand to nurses. He's eligible for the popular Breed Secure program. Call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-292-0030. See the website, SpendthriftFarm.com. Lubricin and Reborn, two products that I happen to believe in. And Jackie, you just ordered me some Reborn, didn't you?
Yeah, just got you six bottles. And when you order six bottles, and I got the purple. Oh, no, grape flavored. It's
grape
not
flavored.
Purple. It's, grapes are purple.
Not purple flavored?
No. They give you a free bottle.
Yeah.
So we got seven for six.
Oh, well, that's nice. Good. Well, anyway, I take it, and it helps me, but more importantly, it helps horses, which is what it does. It sustains the integrity of joint fluid, and it helps reduce the cost of things like acid injections and so forth. Trainers that use it, Todd Fletcher and Tony Dutrow, Jerry Hollendorfer, just to mention a few of them. And it's a great product. It's test-free. You don't have to worry about the spit box or anything like that. And as I say, they make it for humans. And I know a bunch of people that use it. Mr. Ramsey uses it for one. And he's another old fogey like me. But sorry about that, Ken. Anyway, Reborn, the other product that is also developed by Dr. Steve Alday, who is one of the nation's top veterinarians, is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. And it's safe. It's easy to use. Use it as a dietary supplement for horses, starting with foals. And what it does, it strengthens the foal's immune system when he's nursing on a mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. So Lubricin and Reborn, and you can find those at the KBC in Lexington or Horse Sense down in Versailles. So two great products, and I recommend both of them as far as that goes. In case you didn't notice, Cowboy Cow was the nation's third-ranked third crop sire in 2015. Not only that, he ranked second by number of winners, even though the only sire ranked above him had 56 more starters, and his progeny earned nearly $3,200,000. Cowboy Cal, $5,000 payable when a foal stands to nurses, and the leading third crop sire's fee is $125,000. Cowboy Cal is by champion sire Giants Causeway, whose latest Grade 1 winner, of course, won the Bluegrass Stakes last Saturday. Giants Causeway has led the general sire list three times, and Cowboy Cal, well, he was a big contributor to that fact. He won six stakes, five graded, placed in seven more, six graded, four Grade 1, earned over $1 million. Cowboy the Cow stands at Pin Oak Stud, home also of Alternation and Broken Vow. First foals by Alternation yearlings. He's a multiple graded stakes winner millionaire by Distorted Humor, and he's from Broken Vow's female family. Broken Vow aside 70 stakes winners and 136 stakes horses. So call Clifford Barry or Nancy Stevens at Pin Oak Stud, 859-873-1420. Check the website, pinoakstud.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All right. Well, I'm talking to Leslie Gutman. Leslie, where can people get a hold of your book, Equine ER?
They can get it online at Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it sell for?
I don't know if you remember Eclipse Press, the
yeah.
literary division of Blood Horse is no longer publishing. So there, actually, there is a print copy. You can get it. I think it's $10 for an ebook and maybe $15 for the print copy on uh-huh. Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so,
yeah.
So just go to Amazon. Well, it's a yeah. great read.
Thank you.
And
yes,
I would recommend anybody that's interested in horses to read it. And
yeah, it's like following a vet yourself. I'd always wanted to do that, just ride, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I really was so impressed by the equine veterinarians. They reminded me of high-performance athletes with their dedication and their just intensity.
Yeah, and the hours they
yeah,
put in.
Yeah, exactly. And it made me a better rider just being around them because of, you know, their drive to take things to the highest level.
Yeah.
So.
Here comes Betsy. Come on in. Looks like her daddy. Come on in, Betsy. Not Betsy. I want to call you Betsy because
yeah,
Betsy was your mom.
That's funny.
Sarah. All right. Well, we're going to let you go. We're going
okay, to thanks so much.
Put Sarah on. Introduce yourself over here. This is Sarah Fishback from Denali Stud.
Hi.
Leslie is a writer, and she's got a book Equine ER, which is a great book. Sit down, Betsy.
It's okay. Is that the first time or the last time?
No. I don't know why I do that, but anyway, let me pay a bill here and I get right back, and we're going to have Sarah Fish back on, and I say that because I knew her mother, and I know your dad, and I knew your grandfather, Bill, and what a great guy he was.
Yes. Yeah. He was wonderful.
Yeah.
Lots of good times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, April, let me pay a bill here, and we'll get right back with you. April 9 at Log, $100,000 Federico Tezio Stakes was won by Awesome Special. 3-0 called by Awesome again. Now, the Federico Tezio has long served as a prep for both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, and Awesome Special. He's likely headed toward the latter classic. Bred by Alan Poindexter and Adina Springs, he has won 4 of his 6 starts. He won the Mucho Macho Man Stakes at Gulfstream in January, plus the John F. Lewis Stakes last year at Laurel. He was a $135,000 graduate of the Fasey Tick from March Sales. Awesome Speed is just the latest in a long list of growing prominent stakes winners by Awesome again, a list that includes 9 millionaires, 5 multimillionaires, 14 grade one winners. He's the world's leading sire grade one winners on the dirt, and the winners of more Breeders' Cup races than any active sire. He also has another 3-year-old headed for the 2016 Classics. That's American Pioneer, and he goes today in the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby. So good luck to him. He is the sire of Breeders' Cup Classic winner and superior sire Gold Sapper, and he's stablemate at Edina Springs, Kentucky, incidentally. So call Cormac Brethnuck or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and take a look at the website at AdinaStallions.com.
Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, First Crop Yearlings by Creative Cause sold for up to $400,000 last year. 9 went for $100,000 or more. I'm going to sneeze in a second here. Just as impressive as the fact that some of the best judges of horses in the industry bought them. So why don't you call the folks over to Airdrie Stud and talk to them about that? And keep in mind that Creative Cause holds the distinction of defeating every horse he ever competed against, and his was a sterling crop. Bodemeister, Union Rags, I'll Have Another, Painter, Handsome, Doolahan, Gemologist, Take Charge, Indy, all in that crop. Creative Cause won Grade 1 Stakes at 2, Graded Stakes at 3, placed in the Classic Preakness, and earned over $1 million. He's by champion sire Giants Causeway, out of the Grade 1 winner and millionaire Dream of Summer, and he stands for $15,000 live folder, Mr. and Mrs. Bird, and C. Jones, Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Call the farm at 859-873-7270. And keep in mind, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
All righty. Well, I have with me this morning Sarah Fishback. And Sarah's got a great pedigree, incidentally. We'll get into that a little bit later. But she just went to work for Denali Study. Director of Sales, is that what you are? What?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm their Director of Sales, so I'm in charge of their consignments for all the yearling sales and breeding stock sales.
Yeah. Okay. What does a Director of Sales do? Go out and see, lead that horse in?
Kind of. At the moment, it's lots of yearling inspections, looking at some of our yearlings for clients that we're going to sell either during the summer sales at Fasig Tipton or in September at Keeneland. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's been for the most part, keeping everything organized with those sales and getting entries in and nominations and making sure everything's all lined up.
All the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and the dues are paid.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, how many yearlings do they sell out there a year? How many have you got going in? Well, you don't know yet, September.
We don't quite know yet how many we're going to have. At the moment on the list, we have about 160. We average around 150 to 180. A couple years, they've gotten up to 200. So,
Now, these are all as agent, or do you all breed some out there also?
There's some that we breed. Denali owns either themselves or in partnership with some other people. We have a lot of wonderful clients whose horses are on the farm, and then we act as agent for a lot of offsite horses.
Uh-huh. Wow. So. Okay. And you all, do you go to like Saratoga and all those sales?
Yes, sir. We'll head up to Saratoga. We start out Phasic Tipton July sale and then go straight on through till the Phasic Tipton October sales, sale every month. And oh, then we start in on the breeding sock side. So,
well, do you try to contact people and get them to come in? Do you do that, or are you just in charge of the ones that are there? I mean, you know, like, you're trying to...
I mean, yeah, we definitely love to have new clients, and we've gotten a couple new ones in the last few weeks, getting a few new horses here and there. We have a lot of clients who have been with us for years, and we're really lucky to have their support. So far, it's been a great team to work with and lots of very knowledgeable people to be around.
Now, is your office... are you on 460?
Yes, sir. We're out at the farm on 460. Beautiful, beautiful property. I'm very lucky that that's my daily view. Got to see all the babies turned out this week.
Okay. That's where your office is. That's the main farm.
Yeah. Yep, our office is on the main farm there.
Yeah, because you all have got a couple of farms over on Clay Kaiser.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's where I lived.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we have our yearling divisions out on Clay Kaiser, and then also because we get a lot of mares coming in to breed to the Kentucky Stallions, so we have, it's not a quarantine division, but it's a division where the ship-ins come in to start out.
Yeah. Huh. Well, so, we were tickled to death when y'all bought that, when they bought that property over there, because, you know, move the neighborhood up. Of course, we drag it down. But
oh, no. Yep. We've got our yearling division over there that Donnie Snellings is in charge of and does an amazing job. We've got some lovely, lovely horses this year to sell.
You don't stand in stallions, sir.
Nope, we do not. We keep our hands full with the yearlings and the mares and foals.
Yeah, well, sounds like it. Now, how many acres total is it? Do you know?
Oh, yes, gosh, off the top of my head, I wouldn't. It's not huge, but it's more than enough. We've got a lot of horses out there right now.
That's a big hunk of land right there on Clay Kaiser.
Yes.
And then, of course, you bought, when you first turned off of 460 on Clay Kaiser, there is... They bought a section in there.
Yep, that's our K2 division. That's where I was saying where the mares that come up from out of town start.
Yeah,
just to settle in, get used to the Kentucky sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
We keep a couple yearlings there as overflow because we get a lot to prep during the summer. Yeah. So
you're right next to Dr. Conboy's place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. And then you go on up. You know that place that you keep going on that road on the right across, you know, where John Ward's farm is on the left, right across, that's for sale.
Yeah, we were actually talking about the other day when we were driving out to our yearling division.
That's a gorgeous place.
Beautiful property.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, it's I don't know how many acres it got. 200, I think. Hill Parker's got it listed, I know.
Yeah, no.
Real estate man, if you want to. He's a client, the reason I bring that up.
Absolutely.
An advertiser, yeah. I assume you were born down in Woodford County.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was. Good old Piscopike, lived there my whole life almost.
Yeah, I bet you that. And of course, your dad, is Dave still practicing?
Absolutely. He claims he's going to retire someday, but I told him I'd believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I bet you. Well, now, he was with Haggard's.
Yes, sir. He still is.
Still is.
Yep.
Yeah. Of course, he's obviously a partner out there.
Been with them his whole career.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first got some horses, so this goes way back, Ed Fallon did my work. You know,
absolutely.
Dr. Fallon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I went to high school with Ed.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. He's a good guy. Ed did it, and then Dave Parrish.
Yep.
And Bill is younger than them.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, because Ed is my age, and I'm considerably younger than Dave, I know. But he was born on a horse farm, too, because his dad was in the horse business.
Yes, sir. We actually still have that property down on McCracken. It's where we keep most of our thoroughbreds, and then we have a couple boarders who live down there. It's a beautiful place. Backs up to Ashford. Spoiled to get to grow up on those two farms.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Then if you breed there, you just walk over.
Yeah, exactly.
A ride or over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I assume Bill's gone, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When did he pass away? But
oh, goodness.
That's her grandfather.
7 years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So
I first met Bill when I did a stint working for the Daily Racing Form. I was there for about 10, 15 years, and he would stop by, and I'd see him out there. And the office is at Keeneland at that time, and he would come in and sit down and chat.
Yes.
And
loved a good chat.
Oh, yeah. He was a really, really nice man, and I was very fond of him, but I forget certain things, you know, so I couldn't remember when he passed away, but I'm sure, you know. But do you remember him, of course?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I used to go hang out at the farm all the time with him. When we used to have cattle, I would go down there and play with all the cows and hang out. I spent a lot of time down at the farm on McCracken when I was growing up.
Oh, well, that's a great place to grow up.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. On a farm. No two ways. Let me take a break and I'll get right back to you. I want to talk to you about a little bit more about your background other than your pedigree. In stakes last Saturday, the grade 3 $250,000 Commonwealth Stakes at Keeneland was won by Amy's Flatter. That's a 4-year-old colt by Flatter. And my man Sam, a 3-year-old colt from the first crop by Trapshot, ran an impressive second in the grade 1 $1 million Bluegrass Stakes. Now, Amy's Flatter, bred in Canada by Tall Oaks Farm, is the fourth graded stakes winner of 2016 by Flatter, who ranks among the top 10 on the 2016 general sire list. Flatter by AP Indy stands for $30,000, doing a full stands and nurses. My man Sam broke from the extreme outside 14 hole in the Bluegrass Stakes, fanned 8 wide entering the turn, and closed with a rush that bodes well for the 10 furlongs of the Kentucky Derby if his owners and his trainer, Chad Brown, decide to go in it. He's won a 22 winners, 3 stakes horses from Trapshot's first crop. 2-year-olds last year. Graded stakes winner Trapshot by Tappet stands for $10,000, doing a full stands and nurses. Call Bernie at Claiborne Farm, 233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. LexHorseFarms.com, that's my good friend Hill and Reagan Parker, real horse people, and they've been helping real horse people now for over 12 years in the real estate business, because he was a top flight horseman himself, pony clubber, A-level pony clubber, licensed trainer, good horseman, better real estate agent. Right now, I'll give you the website here in just a minute, because they've got great listings in Fayette and Bourbon. And Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, and Clark County. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. And here's what the Hill and Reagan can do. If you're looking for a farm, they can find you the perfect farm for you in your price range. And if you're selling your farm, believe me, they work real hard for you and get the job done. I was talking to Sarah here just a second ago about that farm that they've got listed over. I think I may have that in my, let's see, here's one on Brentsville. That's right around the corner. And, yeah, I believe this is it. 270 acres. 9,500 square foot. It's a 570 Clay Kaiser. Great, 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 great. Great farm. It's a beautiful farm. Anyway, here's their website. It's LexHorseFarms.com, LexHorseFarms.com. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. And here's a phone number, 859-608-8039. They will do a great job for you. No two ways about that. Wonderful people to do business with. You can trust them. Well, the first foals of a country day are 2-year-olds, and some of the nation's leading horsemen like what they see. Travis Durr from the Webb Curl Training Center, where such runners as Run Happy and Hobby de Gras got their first lessons. Charlie Lopresti, of course, Charlie trained 2-time Horse of the Year Wise Dan. He's got one. Fred Mitchell, breed of champion Beholder. He'd been touting them. April Mayberry, who broke the Great Zenyatta. Those are just a few of the people who got the country days. Of course, country days, a stakes-winning speedster, champion sprinter, and outstanding sire Sprightstown. Stands at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm for $3,500, doing a full stands of nurses. No substitute for speed. And Country Day, well, he had it in abundance. See him at Crestwood Farm, and while there, talk to them about your plans for the upcoming sales. Entries close for Keeneland September, yearling sale on May 2. And Crestwood's been a regular consignor for many years. The number is 859-252-3770, and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursel Ellis.
All right, I'm talking to Sarah Fishback now. You knew, I'm not quite talking about your pedigree. You knew Betsy.
Oh, yeah,
you know
I love
her mother.
Betsy. Yeah, she just, I don't know what it was about her, but when she walked into a room, it lit up. And she was one of those rare people. She was just fantastic and did so much for the horse park.
Yes.
Good night, nurse. What all did she start out there? It was kind of lumbering along sort of slow and small.
Her biggest thing was probably trying to get people to come out to the events that are out there, especially the Hunter and Jumper events, because we were so involved with them, my sister and I competing. Right. And it was just crazy that you get thousands of people to Rolex, but you have as good of quality horses and athletes and riders during weekends in May and July and August, and nobody would come out to watch it. And Rolex is fun, but show jumping is just as fun. And
oh yeah,
big prize money and really lots of Olympic caliber athletes. So
yeah, we try to I announce everything here
that goes on at the horse park.
I remember she got that restaurant started, didn't she?
Yes.
I got invited out there for lunch, so it helped start the restaurant.
Yep, she wanted to make it so there was a bit nicer options food-wise, and helped the foundation a whole lot. And now my dad's very involved with the foundation as well.
Oh, is he good?
Mm-hmm. And so she did a lot with that. She was very big. She's kind of started some education initiatives that have been taken over by some other people. Trying to get young people in the area more educated about horses in general, not just the hunter jumper sport, but thoroughbreds as well. And so a lot of people have been taking over that torch.
She did so much. Everybody just loved her death. She was wonderful. Now, you were in Pony Club.
Yes, for a little bit when I was younger.
Yeah.
I was with the Keeneland Pony Club until I was like 12 or 13, and then life got busy, so something had to get cut from the list.
Yeah,
so
I guess that's where I met
you. Got busy doing what at 12 or 13?
I was competing in hunter jumpers all over the country.
Oh,
so
wow.
Lots of weekends in the car with my mom driving to competitions, and then school, you know. Yeah. Mom and Dad's first priority was education, so school came first. So.
Rats, isn't that a shame? Where'd you go to school?
When I lived in Lexington, I went to the Lexington School, and then I went to high school at Lexington Catholic, and then I went to college at Sweetbriar.
Oh, okay. Of course, Sweetbriar. You take your stock with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then after that, I did the Irish National Stud Breeding Course. And
Did you?
Yeah.
How about that?
It was wonderful.
How long was that?
It was a 6-month course, but
through the breeding season.
Breeding season, you get over to the National Stud in January, and you're there through the Irish Derby, which is in June. And then right after that, I started Darley Flying Cert, which is a real education.
You are killing me. You did all the good ones, the fabulous ones.
No, I would like to go back and start all over again.
Do you think they'd take me? I'm a very young 73.
Exactly.
I'm going to apply. It's a 2-year program. Talk about it. Because
don't ask about that because I don't want to lose my cook.
That thing is a 2-year program.
Yes, ma'am. It's 2 years. It's generously sponsored by Sheikh Mohammed.
We
study in Ireland, England. You spend 6 months here in the state. Actually, there's a class here right now with some amazing young adults on it. I had dinner with them last night.
Now, there's only like 12 or so at a time, right?
Yep. They take 12 each year.
Yeah.
You get to spend 2 years with your 11 new best friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to go down to Australia and experience their breeding season and racing, which is just unreal. And then Dubai, which in itself is an amazing place.
Were you there for 6 months too? Dubai?
Dubai was just 3 months, luckily. Okay. We got out of there as soon as it hit like 95, which was April 1st.
Oh, I just am so envious. You know, when I was growing up and riding, we weren't even allowed to go down the stables. They bring the horses up. We'd get on. We'd ride. We'd take a lesson. We'd do that. And then they'd turn them right back over, and off they went.
And then they invented the car.
Oh, shut up. And never were girls. Well, girls weren't on the racetrack for years after that.
Now, when I was on the racetrack, it wasn't a female in sight.
No. It's changed a lot, luckily.
It really is. Yeah. Well, which did you like most? Did you like Ireland or?
She likes women. She likes working at Denali most.
Exactly.
After that.
Oh, goodness. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Is it raining all the time in Ireland? Pretty much.
Depends on the week. I mean, there were some beautiful, beautiful times, but then.
It rains a lot.
You kind of get used to it by the end of it, though, and you just accept it. I mean, it's kind of like, here, wait 5 minutes, and it'll be sunny.
Right. Okay. I'm sure the horsemanship caliber was top drawer.
Yes.
Was it much different than here? The technique and the stallion handling and the mares and the foaling and stuff.
In Australia, was it?
No, I want to ask that next.
Oh, okay.
I was building up to Australia.
So there's certain aspects that are different for like their vet work with the mares. They put all the mares in stocks, which for me was something I'd never seen.
Yeah.
And it definitely has its merits for safety and stuff. Everybody does it their own way. But I think, you know, when you're dealing with such high quality animals, really, the horsemanship, no matter where you are, is going to be amazing. People are smart. They're good horsemen. If they're working with these animals and they've been with them for years, which is most of the cases on these farms, it's good horsemanship no matter where you go. And it's amazing to be able to learn from such incredible people.
Would you say that I'd heard, now this is just me, that in Australia it's a bit more cowboy-ish? It's good. But
I wouldn't go so far as cowboyish. They just do it very differently because the weather there is always so nice. So the horses can be out 24/7.
Okay.
Obviously, the stallions live up a lot more because you're protecting a major investment. But the mares and foals are out. They're running in these huge, I mean, like the smallest field you see is 50 acres.
Whoa.
And I mean.
Do they come up?
Yeah.
Every day?
No, you check them every day. They don't necessarily come up.
Okay. Do the foals get halters on them right away?
Definitely not, because a lot of the mares don't have halters on them some days. So
funny.
But they'll have, like, neck straps and stuff like that, so you can identify them, make sure they don't get mixed up. But it's definitely, I wouldn't say cowboy, it's just different.
Casual?
A little bit more casual. It's a more relaxed environment. I mean, the horses thrive there. It's, you go to a yearling sale here versus a yearling sale there, and you think you're looking at two-year-olds, not yearlings.
Hmm.
Is that right?
They're just, they've got a lot of bone underneath them. They're very solid animals.
Because they're out all the time.
Yeah, they have to be tough early.
What about the pregnant mares? Where do they bring them in?
So they don't get brought in. They'll stay in smaller paddocks at night, and you kind of have like a tower that watches over them, and they foal outdoors.
Is that right? By themselves?
No, they get help.
They got somebody watching.
They got somebody watching them. So,
okay.
Someone's there to make sure those babies come out.
Mares, and
there's other mares, and there's usually like four or five smaller paddocks, and they're just out there.
Right.
They'll keep mares who are just starting to show and wax together, and then once it's pretty imminent, they'll separate them off into their own paddock, but they'll still be next to their buddies.
Oh, that's interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah.
And they turn out just fine.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, your turn. I just wanted to know about that.
I'm learning something too.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, it was, when you came back here, where did you go to work?
I started working at the Bell Group, which is Benny Bell Williams' advertising firm, and I worked for her for just under a year. I think 8 months it was.
Yeah, doing advertising?
Yep. Okay. I helped with client management and doing some of the Thoroughbred clients and trying to get some new clients in there. It's an amazing operation she has out there in Versailles. One of the best, in my personal opinion, hands-on. it's nice to work for a smaller organization like that coming out and kind of getting back into the workforce, so to speak.
Her office still down in Versailles?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Downtown Versailles. Lovely place.
Yeah, downtown.
Versailles.
Yeah. The home of the biggest Krogers on earth. My God.
Okay.
And you could get lost in there.
I know. Listen, if I go start at one end and I go to the other end and I've forgotten something way back there, I told them I'll go to Walmart. It's closer. Jeez, it's big.
Yes.
But anyway.
All righty.
Are you still riding?
Not as much as I used to, but I do still have a horse, and I try to ride when I can. This weekend's going to be the perfect opportunity for it.
It's beautiful. Yeah, there's a show out at Masterson this weekend, too. Yeah, it's a good one.
I haven't shown in a while. I'm doing the hobby riding, having some fun.
Yeah, exactly. So, why not? That's a good thing.
Pretending to be a grown-up.
Where have you packed all your trophies?
I won't go that far. A lot of stuff stays at my dad's house.
Is the horse at your dad's?
Yes.
Of course.
I would like to get your dad on the show.
Good luck with that.
Before you leave, give me a cell number, because you just call Haggard's and ain't no way you can get through.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'll get him anytime before, like, July.
Well, exactly. I understand that, you know. Because I've had it. I couldn't get Dave Parrish to come. As long as I've known Dave, Ursula, I'm not going to come on the show.
So if you don't come on the show, he makes fun of you. So that's how that works.
I'll give you that warning.
I've had Ed on a couple of times, but I was disappointed with Dave because, you know, he's got quite a story himself. He bred some pretty good horses in his day.
Yes, he has.
He was doing my vet, and he was palping a mare for me one time, and he pulled a car right up behind, in the barn, right up behind me, you know, and he had race results on. And, you know, and he says, I've got one in a stake down at Axe Arbor today. I'm going to find out if she's going to do anything. He was palping the mare, and I said, I hope she's out of money because he's liable to board her right there. You know, but he's a nice guy.
Yes, he's great.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go. After you left Bell Group,
I went and worked in the show horse industry for a couple of years.
What kind of show horse?
I actually worked on the governance side, so I did
Hunter Jumper Show Station out the horse park.
Yep. That's the one. I was there for 2 years, and then I was lucky enough Craig Banderoff saw something in me and hired me as the director of sales at Denali. And
wow.
I've loved every minute of it.
Well, that's great.
That is great. Good for you. Fun.
All right, young lady, we'll let you go.
Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely.
Well, we'll just that.
Just a big fans of your family, so we wanted to add you to the roster.
Yeah.
Our little pitiful roster, but nice
people.
Not
pitiful at all.
Jamie, get Dave's cell number. Then I'll write it down and
hassle him.
She's
liable to get disinherited for this.
I will not bother him until after the breeding season.
Oh, he won't mind. Supposedly he's listening this morning. I told him he wasn't allowed to.
No.
Oh, how funny. Oh, well, I put this up on the internet too.
Oh, good.
And it goes, it's archived at the Keeneland Library. Is there anything you want to take back?
No, we're all good.
Okay, good. But it's on Ursula's. You Google Ursula's Horse Tales, and it comes right up.
Perfect.
I do my very best to get it up the weekend of the show. And sometimes things fall apart, and I don't.
I don't want to lose that.
I got to write it. I had to look it up.
Oh, you haven't written it.
You know, the age of cell phones, you don't remember anyone's number anymore.
Exactly. You just remember where you push the button on your sister or somebody. Exactly.
I can remember, I can remember a lot of the fax numbers.
Exactly.
The funny thing is, there's certain numbers that I do remember, and they're the most random ones that I haven't used them in 15 years.
I can remember my number when I was a little kid.
I remember.
And I'm not sure now what mine is.
Didn't have a number when I was a little kid.
You called up, Sarah, give me the bank.
Or, I can remember that, sure enough.
Yeah.
When you called up and you got an operator.
Yeah.
And of course, Lexington, you know, at that time, of course, it was about 40,000 at that time.
Well, you could call when I first moved to Harlan, you call up and say, give me Jane Forrester. Oh, okay. And people's numbers were like 4-6 or something, you know.
Lexington was great at that time. Yeah. I knew where all the bookies were.
Most important part.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, right. All right. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Sarah Fishback from a Denali stud down there.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, First Defense is signing an Eclipse Award winner, two millionaires and major stakes winners in every crop to race the full season. And these never miss. And the best is yet to come. This recorded stud has attracted superb books of mares, graded stakes winners, graded stakes producers. They read like a who's who racing. Now would be the opportune time to breed the First Defense. He's a proven sire, and the best is yet to come. And the folks at Judmont have kept the stud fee at a reasonable $7,500 live foal. First Defense won grade one stakes. He's by the superior sire and bridal song, and he's out of a grade one winner, Honest Lady. She is the daughter of Seattle Slough and Broodmare of the Year Troussard, which, of course, makes her a half-sister to Empire Maker. Also standing at Judmont is grade one winner Mizzen Mass, sire of 8 grade one winners, including a classic winner, and the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races, and of 5 stakes winners already this year. He stands for 12,500 live foal. Call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, 859-272-7629. See the website at judmont.com. Well, horses raised on Macaulay products won 3 graded stakes last weekend. The grade 3 $400,000 fantasy stakes at Oaklawn went to Terra Promisa, bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings. The grade 3 $200,000 Excelsior stakes at Aqueduct was won by Kid Cruz, bred by Mark Mahal. And a grade 3 Transylvania opening day at Keenan went to Shakamat, bred by Dina Springs. Congratulations from Macaulay Brothers. Macaulay Brothers was the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. So far this year, horses that received the benefits of Macaulay products on the farm have won 35 stakes, 21 of them graded stakes. At a grade 1 stakes winner yesterday, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. They get a solid foundation with Macaulay products on the farm where it counts. Give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call, 859-873-3333. Ask them about the wide variety of feeds and supplements available and the exclusive free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. See the website at MacaulayBros.com, and you're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that's, my friends, is where it's all about the horse. The Daily Racing Form, breeding edition, and what you need to do, and I'm going to tell you how to do it to get that breeding update. You go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up. Just do it today. You'll be glad you did. You'll find in-depth breeding news and sales and auction coverage and a whole lot more. And of course, when you buy a Daily Racing Form, as far as that goes, if you want to do that, the Tuesday edition is one of them that you should really make an effort to purchase, because the most comprehensive stakes reports available anywhere for owners and breeders. They provide full details of all the black type stakes in North America run the previous weekend. That includes pedigree and detailed progeny reports of the female family, information on the winnings of winning sire, and so forth. And of course, you know the Daily Racing Form. They've got some of the greatest riders in the horse business right now. And you want to keep up with the Derby stuff, go in every Friday edition, gives you their Derby favorites and a little synopsis of each horse at the top 20 horses that are scheduled to go in the Derby. Great, great paper. It's Racing's Bible. That's the Daily Racing Form. And here's how you get that breeding update, drf.com/breeding update. Go ahead and sign up today.
Down through the years, have it any other way. And that's why, for more than 6 decades, the Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. So give them a call at 859-255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All righty. I've got Steve Moody with me, and Steve's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and they have, what's the feature out there? The Double Dog Dare is the big one out there today, isn't it, Steve?
Ursel, the...
Jenny Wiley.
The Jenny Wiley, and then they got the Lexington, of course, for three-year-olds, and then they got the Ben Ally and Giant's Causeway, so they got four stakes.
When are they running the Double Dog Dare? Or did they just run it?
No, they haven't run it yet. It's probably coming up here.
Yeah, okay. All righty. Well, let's see. Well, I guess we'll go to the big one, and it would be the Jenny Wiley, or whichever ones you want to do.
Well, we can do the Lexington and the Jenny Wiley. That's kind of the two...
Okay.
Featured ones, I guess.
All right.
The first one, the in chronological order, would be the ninth. That's the Lexington Stakes. A mile and a 16th for three-year-olds. That's a grade three, 150,000. 10 horses entered in here. Pretty well-matched group, Ursel. There's not really, I don't think, a standout. I guess Swipe would be the one that sort of jumps out at everybody. He's been running against... had the misfortune of running against Nyquist four straight times and has run well, but just, of course, has not been able to beat Nyquist, but nobody else has been able to beat him either. So there's no real dishonor in that. A couple other ones to look at in here, maybe a decent price is the two horse. I think it's got a shot in here, Direct Message. It's a Bernardini colt that added Lasix, and this horse has really come on for Tom Albertroni. And 15-1, I thought, was very generous on him. I think he's got a big shot in here. Bottom horse, the 10 collected from the Bob Baffert barn. He's got Javier Castellano riding, which is kind of unusual. He normally doesn't ride Castellano, but he's got him on there today. This colt just keeps improving. And another one that improves is the six horse Big Squeeze. And this is a horse from Gary Sims' barn. Chris Landeros has the mount on him. So a well-matched group. I ended up going with Swipe just because he's faced the toughest company. But really, I hate that price at 9-5. So it'll be a... I'm gonna take a long look at the two horse. If he's anywhere near 15-1, I think I'd have to make a win bet on him. But we'll go. We'll go 4-2-10 in the Lexington Stakes.
Okay, 4-2-10.
In the Jenny Wiley, this is a Grade One now. Mile and a 16th on turf for fillies and mares, 4 and up. 350,000 is the purse. A field of 10 were entered, but of course the one horse, Miss Temple City, will scratch because she beat the boys yesterday in the Makers 46 mile. So there'll be 9 that we know of that they don't have the scratches out yet, but right now, but the horse to beat in here is Teppan. She is undefeated at Keeneland, 2-for-2. And, of course, she beat the boys last fall in the Breeders' Cup Mile. And she's going to be very tough here. She I think she's won her last four starts, last two of last year, and two more wins this year at down at Tampa Bay. definitely the horse to beat. And I thought the two European chippers were ones you had to look at. The two horse, Acati, coming in from France for Christophe Clément against Jose Lescano. And we'll pick up Lasix today. Face some good company in France. And, you know, as Europeans, first time running in the United States are always dangerous, as well as the six horse, Wakila, also coming in from Europe for Chad Brown, who does very well with these, foreign, shippers. Also face some good company over there, and gets Gary Stevens. He comes all the way over, to ride this horse today. So that's kind of an interesting, move as well. So, Teppan, I think, is the horse to beat. She's just done everything that's been asked of her, and has beaten the boys and won four in a row. So I think you got to pick her, but the price once again is not good, 4-5. I think the foreign horses could easily run there underneath. And also the three horse, DeCita, this is the only horse that's beaten Teppan lately. And she's one that you got to look at in there if you're going to play a trifecta or something like that. But we'll go 8-2-6 in the Jenny Wiley.
Who do you like in the Arkansas Derby?
I haven't looked at it, Ursula, to tell you the truth. I mean, I know Baffert's got the favorite in there with Cupid. But I have not looked at the PPs for the Arkansas Derby, so I really couldn't tell you much about it, other than I know Baffert's got the favorite, and he's won that race a ton of times. So.
Yeah, he pretty near owns it, doesn't he?
He certainly owned it last year with American Pharoah.
Yeah, right. Among other races, huh? All right, Steve, we thank you, sir. We do appreciate it. And this has been Steve Moody, who is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. And you can go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, to get your copy of that. And they probably sell it, at the Red Mile and so forth. And anyway. All right, Steve. Thank you, my friend. Have a good day.
All right, Ursula. Thank you.
Well, the average starter by the heroine earns $72,812. And 75% of his foals do start. De Hare sires moneymakers. He also sires high-class moneymakers. 24% of his starters have won a place in stakes. That's pretty near one in every four. De Hare stands for $5,000. Live foal at Shadwell Farm. Why don't you call stallion manager Kent Barnes at 859-224-4585 and ask about possible breeding incentives. As a reminder, De Hare was a brilliant miler, a grade one winner. He was one of 14 grade one winners by the elite sire, Awesome Again. Awesome Again, stud fee is $75,000. So go take a look at De Hare. You're going to like what you see. Also standing at Shadwell Farm are the stallions Albertus Maximus, a multiple grade one winner and millionaire. He won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. And the speed sire Into Dab. The first foals by Albertus Maximus raced at two last year, and he sired two stakes winners, including a group stakes winner, stands free to approve mares. Into Dab, a multiple graded stakes winner of over $531,000, is a proven sire of graded stakes winners. He sired 12% block type earners, and he stands for $2,000. Once again, Kent's phone number, 859-224-4585, and see the website, shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand, go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations. and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, the $100,000 Dangerous Hour Stakes was won by Macagon, the 5-year-old son of Artie Schiller. It was the first start of the year for Macagon, and he led from flag fall to finish, won by 3.5 lengths. He ended 2015 with a third in the El Prado Stakes at Gulfstream, and he's earned nearly $300,000 now. Macagon is the fourth 2016 Stakes winner by Artie Schiller. His Sonny Inspired won the Fireplug Stakes at Laurel. That was on March 19th, and he's placed in the Grade 3 General George Stakes. He's earned over $361,000. Flying Artie and I Love It have both won graded stakes. Artie Schiller has sired 31 stakes winners and more than 50 stakes horses. Among them, the likes of Grade 1 winners We Miss Artie and My Conquistador, both winners of Grade 1 races out at Keeneland. Grade 1 winner Laser Hawk, Grade 1 winner Caco Carlos. Artie Schiller won Grade 1 stakes himself, earned over $2 million. And like Medaglia d'Oro, fee $150,000, and Kitten's Joy, fee $100,000, he's the son of Sire Sires El Prado. Call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, or Carolyn Walsh at Windstar Farm, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
All righty. Well, the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, that's our friend Chauncey Morris out at the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association in Toba. Here are the breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners from last week and the Grade 1 Bluegrass winner. Brody's Cause by Giants Causeway was bred by Gabriel Dugan, William Arvin Jr., and Petaluma Bloodstock, the Grade 1 Wood Memorial winner. Outwork. That's the 3-year-old colt by Uncle Mo, bred by Ripoli Stables. The Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby winner, Exaggerator. 3-year-old son of Curlin, bred by Joseph B. Murphy. The Grade 1 Ashland Stakes winner, Weep No More, was sired by Mineshaft, bred by Hinkle Farms down in Bourbon County, and Robert Kessinger. The Grade 1 Santa Anita Oaks winner, Songbird, by Medaglia d'Oro, bred by John Antonelli. The Grade 1 Carter Handicap was won by Salutos Amigos, by Salute the Sarge, bred by Joan Hadley Thoroughbreds. The Grade 2 Gazelle at Aqueduct, Lewis Bay, by Bernardini, bred by Alpha Delta Stables. The Grade 2 Shackleton at Keeneland was won by Undrafted, bred by a horse named Purim, bred by Catesby Clay Investment. Another Bourbon County. Thursdays, the Grade 3 Appalachian Stakes went to Catch a Glimpse by City Zip, bred by Branch Equine. The Grade 3 Top Flight Invitational winner, Carumba, by Bernardini, bred by the Phipps Stables, raised over at Claiborne. The Grade 3 Providentia Stakes at Santa Anita was won by Decked Out by Street Boss, bred by Haymarket Farm. The Grade 3 Fantasy Stakes at Oaklawn, Terra Promisa by Curlin, bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings. The Grade 2 Count Fleet Sprint at Oaklawn. Subtle Indian by Indian Charlie, bred by the Mercedes Stables. The Grade 3 La Cienga Stakes, that was Sunday, was won by Dreamologist by Tappet, bred by Frank C. Calabrese. The Grade 3 Transylvania Stakes yesterday. The Grade 3 Transylvania, I said, it was bred by Shakamot. Shakamat by Lanhro, bred by Adina Springs. The Grade 3 Excelsior at Aqueduct, Kid Cruz won that by Lemon Drop Kid, bred by Mock Mahal. The Grade 3 Bayshore Stakes, Unified by Candy Ride, Blue Devil Racing Stables, the breeder. The Federico Tezio Stakes at Laurel winner, Awesome Speed by Awesome Again, bred by Alan Poindexter. And Adina Springs. The Whimsical Stakes at Woodbine, Lee Court by Grand Slam, bred by Eugene Melnick. Yesterday, the Grade 1 Makers 46 Mile went to Miss Temple City. This is the first filly to win this stakes. She beat the boys, and she's from the first crop by Temple City. Stands over at Spendthrift Farm, bred by Bob Field Bloodstock. The Grade 1 Apple Blossom winner yesterday was won by Forever Unbridled by Unbridled Song, bred by Charles Fifke. That's another one raised on Macaulay Products. The Bachelor Stakes yesterday at Oaklawn, Counterforce by Smart Strike, bred by Hill and Dale Equine Holdings and George Prussian. Well, Miss Mischief, winner of the Southern Award, is a champion older mare and champion female sprinter in 2015, is the daughter of In the Mischief. Grade 1 winner in the Mischief, a son of Harlan's Holiday and a half-brother to the Great Beholder, was one of the original Share the Upside stallions at Spendthrift Farm. And of course, he now stands for $45,000 payable when a foal stands and nurses. Two of In the Mischief's outstanding sons also stand at Spendthrift Farm, Golden Sense and Can the Man. Golden Sense, two-time winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and of over $3 million, stands for $15,000 due when a foal stands and nurses. Can the Man won Santa Anita Speakeasy Stakes, going 6 furlongs and 9-2. Placed in the Grade 1 Dilma Opportunity and won the Grade 3 Affirmed at Santa Anita in his first start as a three-year-old. He was a $320,000 sales topper at Barrett's. He's out of the Danzig mare, Smolensk, a group stakes winner in France, and a half-sister to Broodmare of the Year, Better Than Honor. Now, Better Than Honor, of course, won great at stakes herself, produced two classic winners, two champions, and she's out of Blushes with Pride, winner of the Kentucky Oaks. Now, this is one of the world's great female families. The first foals by Can the Man are arriving this year. He stands for $3,500, doing the foal stands and nurses, and he's eligible for the Popular Breed Secure Program. So call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-292-0030 and see the website, SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty. Let's see, Jackie, you ready to do your announcements?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
We're supposed to RSVP this. Open barn and barbecue, opening of phase one of new vocations at Mirworth Farm Friday, April 29th, 5:30 to 8:30. Dinner and drinks is $20, and you can't beat that for price. Where?
Yeah, she asked me about a certain stud. I said it stands at Darley.
Oh, okay. Anyway, give them a call. It's a good idea. It's new vocations at Mirworth Farm. You can, what do you call it? Google it and get this, all the information, too. Kentucky Derby Trainers Dinner is Tuesday. All right, here's $160 for dinner. And yeah, Kentucky Derby Trainers Dinner, Tuesday, May the 3rd. Cocktails at 6, dinner at 6:45. It's at the Hyatt in Louisville. Joe Byrne, who, of course, is on TVG, and Paul Rogers, who's a local WHAS guy, real nice guy in Louisville. Like I said, it's $160, table of 10, 1500, cocktail attire. That means you wear a drink on your head or something? Anyway, reservations, 859. It's put on by the KTA, so it's a local number, 859-259-1643. We had Sarah Fishback here, of course. She's been named Director of Sales at Denali Stud, which is out by his top class farm and breeding and all that. There's a $10,000 Run Happy Scholarship is going to be awarded. Keeneland, oh, they've already done that. Wonder who got it. I guess they had a thing for it. If you become a friend of Run Happy on Facebook, they put up the cutest stuff. Run Happy plays with his cat. Run Happy likes peppermints. Run Happy eats a carrot or whatever. Kind of fun. Barry Irwin, his new book is out. It's called Derby Innovator, The Making of Animal Kingdom. It's in hardcover. I know they have it at Joseph Beth. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon online. Let's see. Thoroughbred Charities of America Award of Merit, I'm sort of associated with them, try to help them, was given a big award in New York. Rerun is now in New York, and the NYRA is doing stuff with them. It's great. We're here at Thoroughbred Center, guided tours Monday through Saturday, 9 o'clock, and also you want to fix your fences, they're selling posts and planks. They deliver, or you can pick up, and they will fix it for you, and they will paint. This weekend is a Hunter Jumper show out at Masterson. It's going on right now. McCauley Brothers, one of our sponsors, is one of their sponsors. Also, I think Rude and Riddle. So, Spring Bay Championships. That's wrong. Norrie's Sheffels at Sheffel Ridge. We'll have her 100 pace Saturday, April 23rd. Sunday, April 24th, out here. I love it. I'm going to come at the Training Center, the 2016 United States Pony Racing Clinic, presented by High Hope. They have pony races here at High Hope. They are going to have a clinic out here at the Training Center. Come on up in the clocker stand and watch. It's going to be too fun. Ages 5 through 16 and all the crazy ponies you can think of will be there. Rolex is coming up at the Horse Park, April 28th through Sunday, May 1st. Cross-country schooling, which is wonderful, Sunday, May 8th, that would be the day after the Derby. That means you get to come out, pay $35, I think you need a Coggins and a health cert, and you get to ride all over the whole park. Also, Sunday, May 8th, the Hunter Jumper Complex is the Thoroughbred Horse Show. A great number of the horses now in Rolex are thoroughbreds. They got to be those big, heavy clunker horses for a while, and nobody is as athletic. No breed is as athletic as a thoroughbred, and that's what they're riding. So, all right, High Hope Steeplechase, Sunday, May 17th. That's the day after. I already did that. You don't pay attention. He's telling me to talk about center fencing. They sell fencing. I just did that.
Okay. Go ahead. We're running out of time.
Did it twice. All right. Fun stuff at the High Hope. Pony race, parade of the long run hounds. They are going to have an Arabian flat race. They are going to have side saddle race of ladies, and plus the regular races, plus all the food, plus. So, all good stuff. Let me see. What's today's date? 16th. Kentucky Spring Classic. No, that's in May. Forget I said that. We're out here at the Filbert Center.
You got a little time. Go ahead.
I've got, I think I said it, the stuff that's in, Let's see what's going on today. Oh, Hunter Jumper Association's got a big show next week in Culpeper, Virginia. I think I've scraped the bottom of the barrel.
All right. You did that when you married me.
Well, I'm used to it. Well, I'm a lawyer. That's the scum. What is it? The pond scum.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see. Recent winners from the Thoroughbred Center. Luis Horado is having a pretty good time of it. He's won 3 races already here recently. David Wells, we had David on the show a few weeks ago. He won a race at Turfway. Let's see who else won. Chuck Perry won a nice race up at Mahoning Valley with Sapphire Spitfire.
Well, that's a good one.
Sapphire Spitfire. Okay.
Sounds like a motorcycle.
Yeah, there you go. And otherwise, I want to thank before to go ahead.
I'm going to put this show up on the internet, Ursula's Horse Tales, I promise, by tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, wow. That'll be a new record.
I know.
Okay.
People leave me alone. I could get stuff done.
Okay. Well, that music means it's time for us to spit out the bit. I want to thank Clark down at the studio. I want to thank Ressi here for getting me through this show. And
our guests
and Leslie and Sarah and so forth. And anyway, we'll talk to you all next week.